Well, it has. You know, like the philosopher Pascal said, all people seek happiness. It's the reason for everything we do. Augustine, Aquinas, Anselm, people throughout church history, certainly the Puritans speaking in English, repeatedly used the term happy. Jonathan Edwards, the great Puritan, used the word happy even more than the word joyful. He constantly spoke of the happiness of God and happiness in God, that God is this happy person and that we are to be happy in Christ. But we've devalued the word happy and acted as if it's this bad word. Now we're burning a bridge between our culture and the gospel. Because look up Isaiah 52:7 in English Standard Version and the New American Standard Version, two of the most literal translations there are, and it calls the gospel the good news of happiness. That's what it says, the good news of happiness. But wait a minute, some people say, no, it's not the good news of happiness, it's the good news of great joy. That's what the angel said to the shepherds in Luke. Yes, they mean the same. The good news of happiness and the good news of great joy. Great joy is happiness.
I love it.
Happiness is great joy.